Born in the USA, exploring America in poems. The New England Poets, an introduction. Poetry, a form of words that seems so elegantly simple in one verse and so cleverly complex in another. Each poet has a particular style, an individual and unique way with words. And yet each of us seem to recognise the path and destination of where the verses lead, even if sometimes the full comprehension may be a little beyond us. Through the centuries, every culture has produced verse to symbolise and to describe everything from everyday life, natural wonders, the human condition, and even in its more hubristic moments, the crushing triumph of an enemy. In the volumes of this series, we take a look through the prism of individual regions of the United States, through the centuries and decades. The United States may be many things: the world's policeman, a bully, a shameless purveyor of mass market culture, but it also, in its better moments, is a standard bearer for truth, transparency, equality, and the more positive qualities of democracy. Little wonder that its poets are rightly acknowledged as wonders of their art, leading lights in the fight against slavery and for equality, even if the rest of the nation is finding it problematic to catch up. In this volume, we have collected verse from poets born in New England. This corner of America, where the first Europeans began to push the indigenous culture back from its home, is a grid of small states that have been home to some of the greatest poets ever born anywhere, including Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Helen Hunt Jackson, Oliver Wendell Holmes, and Kathy Lee Bates.
June by Horatio Alger Jr. Throw open wide your golden gates, O poet-lauded month of June, and waft me on your spicy breath the melody of birds in tune. O fairest palace of the three, wherein Queen Summer holdeth sway, I gaze upon your leafy courts from out the vestibule of May. I fain would tread your golden walks, or in your shadowy bowers recline, then open wide your golden gates, and make them mine, and make them mine. On the Discoveries of Captain Lewis, January the 14th, 1807, by Joel Barlow. Let the Nile cloak his head in the clouds, and defy the researches of science and time. Let the Niger escape the keen traveller's eye, by plunging or changing his clime. Columbus, not so shall thy boundless domain defraud thy brave sons of their right. Streams, midlands, and shorelands elude us in vain. We shall drag their dark regions to light. Look down, sainted sage, from thy synod of gods. See, inspired by thy venturous soul, Mackenzie roll northward his earth-draining floods and surge the broad waves to the pole. With the same soaring genius thy Lewis ascends, and seizing the car of the sun, o'er the sky-propping hills and high waters he bends and gives the proud earth a new zone. Potomac, Ohio, Missouri had felt half her globe in their cincture compressed. His long curving course has completed the belt and tamed the last tide of the West. Then hear the loud voice of the nation proclaim, and all ages resound the decree. Let our Occident stream bear the young hero's name who taught him his path to the sea. These four brother floods, like a garland of flowers, shall entwine all our states in a band, conform and confederate their wide-spreading powers, and their wealth and their wisdom expand. From Darien to Davis one garden shall bloom, where war's weary banners are furled, and the far-scenting breezes that waft its perfume shall settle the storms of the world. Then hear the loud voice of the nation proclaim, and all ages resound the decree. Let our Occident stream bear the young hero's name, who taught him his path to the sea. America the Beautiful by Catherine Lee Bates. O beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain, America, America, God shed his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?